If you think you know how podcasting works, you don't. Most people think you have to be over 40, super rich, and have a PhD to become a successful podcaster. But if that's the case, then how come within the first 4 months of starting my show, I'm already Europe's fastest growing under 21 podcaster? I've already secured over 50,000 loyal monthly listeners on YouTube alone, gathered over 4 million views across all social media platforms, and secured some of my dream guests, including the co-founder of SpaceX, all from my bedroom, using my laptop, and often just using a USB microphone like the one I'm using today. So it's time to debunk some more common podcast myths. And by the end of this video, I promise you, you'll have every reason to start your own show, and you will be able to overcome all the limiting beliefs that you have that are stopping you from starting your podcast, so you can become the pro podcaster that you've always dreamt of being today. You'll also know how to get your dream guests on your show, just like I've done, but we'll get to that at the end of the video. Myth number one is you have to be rich to start your own podcast. You know, we have this idea that you need a fancy studio that costs £100,000 a month, and you need all the fancy equipment, and you need to like pay guests to come onto your show. You need to fly out to see your guests in person and record in person. That's the only way to become a successful podcaster, but that is completely wrong. As an example, I started my podcast from my bedroom using remote software such as Riverside FM on my laptop, and it's allowed me to secure my dream guests, including National Geographic filmmaker Bertie Gregory, who has his own Disney Plus shows, millions of followers on Instagram, SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell, best-selling authors, leading academics. I've recorded over 50 episodes and counting, all from my laptop. So therefore, you do not need to be rich. You know, I'm a student. I'm 21 years old. I'm doing it mostly in my bedroom using, you know, cheap LED lights and £100-£200 microphone. You clearly don't need to be rich to start a podcast anymore. I get it, like 10 years ago, you had to be rich to set it all up and stuff, but you don't need to fly out to guests. You don't need to record in person, especially when you're starting out. So don't let the idea that not having a lot of money means you cannot start your own podcast, because trust me, you can. I started for under $100 using an LED light, a cheap microphone, and my laptop and my camera that I already had. If you want to know how to start your own podcast for under $100, I got plenty of YouTube videos on this channel that will help you do that. And also my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint will allow you to understand the step-by-step process that I use and continue to use to grow my show super fast. Top link in the description for that. But let's get on to the next myth to debunk about podcasting. The next myth is you have to be smart to start your podcast. You do not have to be smart to start your own podcast. You are there to ask stupid questions. The whole point of being a podcaster is you're often the most stupid person in the room every single episode. If you want to get guests on your show, you're by default the most stupid person in the room, and the audience will never be as smart in the topic you're discussing as the guest is, and your audience member number one. So you shouldn't be even try to be super smart and ask the most complex jargon-filled questions. You should keep it simple, listen to them, and ask stupid questions, and that will allow you to get more people to watch your show, because the audience will actually be able to learn from it. So don't think, you don't have to get a PhD before you start your podcast. You don't have to go to uni to start your own podcast. Just get some experts on the show and ask some questions that you genuinely want to know the answers to. Myth number three is it's super hard to get guests on your podcast. The idea that it's super hard to get guests on your podcast is complete and utter bollocks. Within the first 1 week of starting my show, I managed to get a best-selling author and PhD ecologist on the show. I got an alcohol historian on the show. I got leading academics. And in the first month of starting my show, I got SpaceX co-founder Jim Cantrell, world-famous photographers like Tim Flack, Albert Watson, who's photographed every celebrity you can imagine, all from emailing them. And I started with zero subscribers. I started with low social proof, not a lot of followers, but people were still willing to say yes to come onto the show. And they're still willing to say yes to come to the show now. So the idea that you can't get guests on your podcast is nonsense. If you're recording remotely, it's especially easy to get guests on your show, because the friction to come onto the show is super low, because all they have to do is go into their office or their bedroom, press one button on a laptop, and they've joined a remote call with you on Riverside FM, for example. That means if you're starting your own remote podcast, you can easily get guests on your show. But how do you get guests on your show? You will send them emails, especially if you're starting your show from scratch and you don't have a lot of followers. It's best to send emails because people check their emails quite often. Emails are for business, so they're going on there to do business, and coming onto your show is doing business. And I recommend not paying for any guests, but it is still a form of business because you're helping them promote something and they're helping you promote your show as well by coming on. So going on to email is super effective, and going on to DM is the least effective way to get guests on your show because you have zero followers when you're just starting. So no one's going to listen or read your messages if you have a low amount of following, a low amount of social status, and people don't check their DM requests that much. But if you find the guest email or the potential guest email, you can directly message them to get them on your show. And if you want the exact template I use, which allows me to send hundreds of emails at a time and get so many guests on the show, and my conversion rate for sending emails to potential guests, the conversion rate, so the amount of yeses I get is about 10 to 20%, which is super, super high. If you want that template, top link in the description for my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint. It's got everything you need to secure your dream guests on the show. So if you have these limiting beliefs that, you know, you're not smart enough, you're not rich enough, you can't get guests on your show, I'm the living example that all of those are completely wrong. And I hope the stories I'm telling you debunk those myths and give you every reason to start your own show. I'm not saying that when you start your show, you're going to be able to get your dream guest straight away, or you're going to have super high quality stuff, videos straight away. But I promise you, if you follow my step-by-step blueprint, top link in the description, you will be able to get results much, much faster, my friend. So if you're interested in this and you want to join a community of ambitious podcasters who can help you grow as well, but also get one-to-one personalized feedback from me every week that will help you go from no idea of how to start a podcast with all these limiting beliefs that we've briefly talked about today to a pro remote podcaster who's recording their shows from their bedroom or from their like office and getting their dream guests and getting a loyal audience like I have, then top link in the description for my Pro Remote Podcast Blueprint. The first 25 members that join are getting it half price. After the first 25, it's going to double in price. So you're very, very early if you're watching this. If you're interested and you actually want to become a pro podcaster and use the exact blueprint like I did, no other podcaster that you listen to or that I listen to, that I look up to, has all their secrets in one place for you to learn and copy from. So if you're interested, I'll hopefully see you there. Top link in the description. Goodbye.